Street, Paul. The St. Paul Lions will move on the Wheatland Football League, WFL, final following a home victory against the Cold Lake Royals. After a dominating performance on October 13, winning against the Wainwright Commandos 68-0, the St. Paul Lions did not slow down as they hosted the Cold Lake Royals on October 27 in St. Paul. The first quarter began with the Lions scoring right away. But the Royals came back to tie the game. However, the Lions refocused, playing more aggressively on offense. This proved to be the right choice as they found the end zone twice more, ending the first quarter 21-7. Moving on to the second quarter, the Royals reinforced their defense, but the Lions managed to break through, scoring two touchdowns to end the first half. In the second half, the Lions shut down the Royals' defense, ultimately winning the game 42-7. Zachary Quinton, number 9, was among the top scorers of the game. He said it feels great to have a big win against a team they had been competitive with in the past. On October 5, the Lions played a close game against the Royals, winning 17-6. The Friday night victory means the Lions will be playing the Holy Rosary Raiders on Friday for the WFL Finals. Head coach Mark Tichkowski said the Raiders have been the league champions for quite a few years. So, it'd be nice to knock them off, he said. We got to come out, and have a great week of practice, get ready to play. Quinton said it will definitely be a tough game against Holy Rosary. They have so much talent and their coaches are amazing. But, I think, if we keep our heads strong and keep trying as hard as we can at least have a close game with them. Randall Langevin, number 14, agreed, saying, "We just need to keep our heads up, no flags and no penalties. That's it."